from Midland. This is a free market moment brought to you by the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.
One courageous and tenacious Michigan worker has led the way for unionized employees who may not know their legal rights in the workplace, rights to protect their freedom of speech and their paychecks. Roland Bezenius of Three Rivers fought in court against his union's and his employer's insistence that he had to remain a union member in good standing in order to keep his job. The Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals sided with him and ordered removal of a union contract clause that misrepresents the legal obligations of employees. The court affirmed that actual membership in a union is a matter of individual employee choice, and no one can lose his job by resigning from a union. Non-membership has its privileges. A 1988 Supreme Court decision restricts the amount of dues that unions can force non-members to pay. Union workers can be forced to pay only the portion of dues directly related to collective bargaining and not unrelated union expenses such as political campaign contributions, which are sometimes 90% of all dues. Most workers don't need a union to tell them which politicians they have to support. Workers have the right to take charge of their political decisions and their paychecks. For the Mackinac Center, this is Catherine Martin.
This has been a free market moment, a public service of the Mackinac Center for Public Policy.